Bobs on the wireless.
Is it Bob?
It's 1, 2, 3.
And here we are again with Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM.
Oi! Oh, absolutely magnificent. That is our very good friends, Richie Milton and Bill Farrow, and they're live with me in the studio right now. Hi, guys.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Good to see you, Bob.
And yeah. You. Now, you've been very good friends to Phoenix FM over the years with several live performances on air and performing at our Phoenix in the Foyer events. But I can't believe it's almost 4 years since we last saw you together here in the studio. So it's a great big welcome to you too, love. Lovely guys, Richie Milton and Bill Farrow. Now, I suppose part of the reason we haven't seen you for so long, I didn't upset you or anything, did I? No.
But, I wanted to talk to you about that, Bob.
Yeah. come in a bit closer, yeah, Richie. Lovely, thank you. Now, part of the reason we haven't seen you so long must have been the pandemic. Now, I know you two have got music pumping through your veins, so did you miss performing during that time?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had to resort to videos.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Done a few little
videos. Okay, so you were still working at your music, were you?
I was trying to keep up with it, yeah.
Well, I know Bill found one way to carry on performing in the pandemic with a concert in the front garden of your home, wasn't it?
Yes, up my drive, yeah.
Yeah, now...
just with the dustbins.
Well, yeah, you called it down amongst the dustbins in Dagenham, didn't you? That was, yeah. Right, yeah. Well, now, if you just have a listen, I've got a little tiny extract from that, and this was, you know, in the days of the pandemic, everybody was keeping separate from each other, but you kind of got a street party to go get together, didn't you?
Well, there was a clapping, period. Yeah. I think that was a week before they ended it. I didn't realise that.
Okay.
I should have done it that week, shouldn't I? But I actually had the COVID. I got it at one point. Yeah,
oh dear.
And so I was a little bit shaky when I was doing that video.
All right. Let's just have a little listen.
Dustbins in Dagenham.
Oh, lovely. And then you went into the song about the NHS, didn't you? That you...
It's normally called My Hero's Song by Richie anyway.
Oh, right.
Because I wrote that after my... operation.
Don't ask, Bob.
You've got a little bit of problem with one of your ears, haven't you?
Yeah, I went completely deaf in that. Oh. And Richard's cringing already. He's heard, he's heard the story before.
Oh,
but anyway, the wonderful NHS, they took me down for an operation, and my daughter and son-in-law come to pick me up because they said they would just investigate, why I suddenly went completely deaf, And it was a six-hour operation.
Oh, goodness
me. And they rebuilt my eardrum, it,
Wow.
And the stirrup bone, isn't it? That was all broken. For some reason, it crushed in my head. I think it might be Richie waking me all the time.
It's listening to his singing, isn't it?
Safety device.
Anyway, that was a little one of my miracles in my life was that, and I thank Mr. Vic Veer. He did the operation,
and the NHS, man. Of course.
Yeah, that was at Queen's,
In Romford,
yeah.
Well, that song, you wrote it a few years ago now, didn't you? But it seems even more relevant today than when you wrote it. So, as a request from me, can you sing it for us?
Gosh,
yeah. Yeah, that's all right. I'll pay you after.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Ain't we lucky we got the NHS? I said, ain't we lucky we got the NHS? Oh, living in the UK, we can truly say we're blessed. You know, some mean old fat cat, they want it privatized.
Now,
some mean old fat cat, they want it privatized.
For the NHS?
Well, they could take that idea and poke it where the sun don't shine. Well, ain't we lucky? We got the NHS. Well, ain't we lucky? We got the NHS. Oh, living in the UK, we could truly say we're blessed. Overworked, underpaid, underfunded in so many ways, yet still it's the NHS. Reassuring dedication relied upon by the nation, always there to do their double best. Yes, well, ain't we lucky? We got the NHS. Well, ain't we lucky? We got the NHS. Oh, living in the UK, we can truly say we're blessed.
Absolutely fantastic. I love that song anyway, and what a good message as well. You're like the old 60s protest singers, aren't you?
Well, that's me.
Yeah, right.
I get the touch of the Woody Guthrie thing.
Okay, right.
It's dangerous, doesn't it?
Well, it does sound nice. Yeah.
So keep your distance.
Okay. So we're into a new year. The run-up to Christmas is normally a very busy time for you guys. You've been hard at work, have you?
Yeah, bits and pieces, done a few. And I've been out with my band as well. Like, we've done a few dates with that as well.
Yeah.
And
well, you got.
Well, it weren't too bad because it wasn't like the panic, was there this year?
Like, no, right.
COVID and everything. So I was sort of trying to take advantage of it, really.
Yeah. Well, you've got several identities, really, Richie, haven't you? You've just released an EP with the Milton King Quartet.
Yeah,
and
I'm crooning now, Bob.
Good. Yeah, well, I think we're going to hear a track from that in a little while. But also, obviously, you're here with Bill today. But even the two of you have got two lots of identities, haven't you? You're Richie Milton and Bill Farrow, who are blues and skiffle.
Milton and Farrow.
Milton Farrow.
That's a posh one.
That's right. And of course, you're Bill and Ricky as well.
Bill and Ricky.
A Cockney one.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. That's true identity.
A Cockney one. So it's what it's more like, sort of Chas and Dave, is it, or something?
Yeah,
like
a bit
that.
Of Rockney. It's a bit of Rockney, Bob. Yeah.
We do quite a few Chas and Dave when we were performing. As you know, I've laid off for quite a while. So Richie laid me off.
Okay.
No.
Well, we're doubly honoured to have you here today, then, Bill. Yeah.
But anyway, we did a couple up. I did a couple with Rich up to the Christmas and all that. And they were good. We did the Actors Club.
We did the Actors Club. That was good.
Very good.
Oh,
the CIA. Club for Actors and Actors.
Okay, right. And as well as all that, there's the Lowdown as well, Richie. Tell us about them.
Yeah. Well, we've done a nice one just before Christmas. That was at the Chelsea Arts place, you know, there, the club, you know, the club there. And that was great. And because it was their Christmas do, I think, as well. And right. So like, everybody's dancing and that.
Yeah, but it's quite a big setup, the Lowdown, isn't it? How many of you?
Yeah, well, there was eight of us. Yeah. Right, eight okay. of us, yeah.
And you got brass and all sorts, haven't you?
Yeah, saxophone and trumpet.
Yeah.
And we've got, of course, got Linda Hall singing with us as well.
Right, lovely, yeah.
Yeah. And, fantastic. Yeah, so, yes, it's a nice unit, you know, it's good, right. good fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a very short break, and then I think we'll play a track from your new EP, Milton Schmilton.
Oh, yes.
Bit of inspiration from, what's his name, Harry Nilsson there, isn't it?
Well, it's a bit, and then also, if you look at the picture there, like, I've got a touch of the Sinatras.
Oh, I definitely saw that. You've definitely got it, yeah. All right, well, we're going to a break, and then coming out of the break, we're going to hear the Milton King Quartet and I'm Through With Romance, which is my favourite track on the EP.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, right.
My old strumming's on that as well, isn't it?
All right, well, tell us about it after we've heard it. Yeah, all right. Right, a couple of messages.
Get off.
Oh, hang on, wait a minute. Ah, no, I better start that again, actually. Hang on, because I did it wrong. I've got too many knobs to twiddle here. It's terrible.
I'm through with the romance. I'm through with love. I have been around too long, and I don't need anyone. Once there were bluebirds and stars in the sky. Now there's only raindrops like tears that used to fall from my eyes. No more heartache, no more sorrow. Hip, 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 hooray. I got my memories I can cling to. Who needs love anyway? Oh, maybe sweet kisses with someone to hold tight. Somebody to come home to. Now maybe that would be nice.
Very nice indeed. Milton King Quartet and I'm Through With Romance. So, Richie, tell us about that song.
Yeah. I've said it already in the song, Bob.
I know. Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
People, you should know that Bob was waltzing around with Rich while I was
playing.
Waltzing around the studio.
It was lovely. I warned you might catch my cold, but you still wanted to dance, didn't you?
I know. Yeah. How can I resist?
So that EP, are they all your own songs on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're really nice songs. And,
lovely.
There's a nice bit of sax on there as well,
it's
too,
good. That's
isn't
Steve
there?
King.
Yeah, right.
I've worked with him for a long while.
Yeah, fantastic.
He's a great player. He plays the piano on that as well.
Oh, really? Yeah, you collaborate with a lot of people, don't you?
Yeah.
So, Bill, what about you? I mean, you haven't been doing so much lately, I know, but do you see yourself more as a sort of solo artist and duo? Have you played in bands and all that?
I've did a couple of solo gigs from the Sour Loft and places like that.
Yeah.
And I was into making an album on my own.
Right.
But everything sort of went wrong. Right. It was...
That was beginning of COVID.
I actually recorded 14 songs and as demos. I went into the farm studios, did that, sent it out to the guys, you know, other people, you know, like I'm trying to think of the name of the group. There's a group called Legacy.
Okay.
And they're beautiful musicians, lovely people, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately, folk scene, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. And they're, but they're you should have them on the air.
Okay.
They are wonderful.
Yeah, carry on.
That's not my phone.
No, please. It's my phone. I'm terribly sorry.
I could be chucked out.
We just had a conversation.
Yeah,
about
we
that.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the phone came up potential fraud. So we're not going to bother with that. So, okay.
It was very unfortunate along the way because we was all getting together. I was all by video, like, you know, phones and, you know, sending out stuff.
Right.
And they got the COVID in the studio a couple of times.
Dear, yeah.
Then I was going to go in the studio and put a click track down for them and all that.
Yeah.
Then poor old Les got cancer and all that.
Me.
Then Skill, he's been down, he played harmonica, but he got cancer. Oh. Anyway, they got through that.
Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, absolute curse I am. You know. And poor old Les got another bout of it and he had to have an operation then. They had to have all the chemo then.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And in the end, let's call it a day. I've got 14 tracks in there.
Someone was trying to tell you something.
All on seven, yeah.
Well, perhaps you can resurrect them one day when your luck changes.
Things people do to get out of it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know we missed a lot of live music here because we couldn't have any guests in during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I really missed it.
But Legacy is a wonderful. They do a lot of the 60s and 70s stuff as well. But look them up.
I'll look them up. I will.
On the YouTube, they're brilliant. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Enough talking for now. Can we have some more music?
Yeah. Let's play another tune.
All right.
Me and Bill are going to go in and do another Bill and Ricky.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Another Bill and Ricky record. Yeah. Yeah. So we was thinking we might do this next one on it.
Okay.
Well.
Lovely.
So
all
we'll
right.
have a go at this. We will have a practice.
This is your new one, isn't it? All right. Okay.
Yeah. It's called The House on the Corner. What, Bill?
Okay.
Let's go. There's a street with a house on the corner where I spent my childhood days. On that street in a house on the corner. That house on the corner.
fabulous. Oh, I like that. So you're going to record that, put it on your next EP?
Right,
well,
yeah,
well, send it to me, will you? Because I'll play that on the show. I love that song. That's really nice. Really nice. Right, now, have I ever seen you two apart? I don't think I have. Oh, maybe once. Maybe once. You're really good friends, you two, aren't you? So when did
you... He's all right, you know.
How did you meet, and was it a long time ago?
Yeah, it was a long time ago now, wasn't it, Bill?
Yeah.
Not years, though. I didn't know him, you know, well, I think it was probably about 15 years ago, wasn't it?
Maybe a little bit longer. We used to go down to a pub in Bow, and a friend of ours was there, Kenny Gordon, I think he'd been up here, Kenny, and he used to play there with him. And I'd get home some nights and he got someone in his car, Richie Milton, I must have met him. I ended up with about three of these cards, and then he came up to me one day and said about it, you know. I said, oh, yeah, anyway, I don't really know what happened, but he phoned me up out of the blue. I was a bit down, my brother had been very ill and all that, and he said, fancy doing a gig. Never played together in our life. So I said, no point being down, and, you know, I said, okay, I'll do it, you know. Yeah. And Thundersley, that's where, the pub was.
The funny thing is, Bob, it was something that I hadn't really done before. It was an agent I used to work for, and they asked me, can you do a Cockney night?
Okay, right, yeah.
I'd never done one before. I thought, well, I'll have to ask Bill. He probably knows about all that.
He said, what are we doing? You know, I mean, we've never played it. Anyway, so he said, it's Cockney night. I said, do you do Cockney? He said, no, doesn't matter. So we went out, we just had a party. We went out and had a party. I thought, why not do this more often, you know?
That's great.
And we started, we did a couple of albums, didn't we?
Fantastic.
Yeah,
it worked out all
right.
And
so,
it's been fun.
Right, you've got to know each other over the years. Do you ever have any musical differences?
Now and again, we write something we don't like.
All right.
And we try to keep it, you know, and try and do it.
He keeps trying to make me do opera. I'm doing your best.
Yeah. He doesn't like my punk songs.
No.
Right. do you write songs together?
We take, you know, if we write one we think it's going to be suitable for both what we do, we run over it.
Right.
So, but it's usually like finished before we
normally
get together.
We know what we're doing before we get, you know. Right. And, unless the other one don't like it.
Yeah, and then don't get
do it again.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, you know, if there is a difference and you can't make your mind up what to do, who usually wins? Who's the boss?
Yeah. I let Richard do it because he's young. He's only a youngster, you see. So, and I realised I'm on my way out.
You look fine, mate. You look absolutely fine.
Yeah. Got at least another year in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As much as that. Oh, right. Right, please.
Don't be fooled by appearances, Bob.
Can we have another song, please?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What you got for us?
Bill, do your one, Ain't It Good?
Ain't It Good? The way you write songs, it's lovely. I was in the club one night with a friend of mine who was used to be in the band with us years ago.
Right.
And we was in this club, and I'd got up and done a couple of numbers, and he borrowed my guitar, and he got up, you know, out of the blue. He lives down Devon way now, you know. Right. And he got in the car, and he said, ain't it a good club, you know, really? I'm talking about the Soul Loft, you know. Yeah. I said, yeah, but isn't it good we can do that, Bob?
Yeah.
Just go in the club, you know. And that was the seeds of the song. So, any good we got music.
Okay.
Well, any good we got music. Any good we can sing. We got music to help us through these troubled times we're in. Well, ain't it good? We got music. Ain't it good? We can sing. Ain't it good? We got music to help us through these troubled times we're in. Thank you.
boogie, jive or swing, any good. We got rhythm to help us through these troubled times we're in. Well, any good. We got music, any good. We can sing, any good. We got music to help us through these troubled times we're in. Well, any good. We got Bob Simpson.
Oh yeah!
Here on Phoenix. 1, 2, 3. Any good? We got Bob Simpson to tell us all about Daphne.
Oh yeah!
Any good?
Well, any good?
We got music.
Yeah.
Any good?
Any good?
We can sing. Any good? We got music. Good, we got each other, we can lean on whenever, when. Any good, we got each other to help us through these troubled times we're in.
Yeah.
Well, any good, we got music.
Ain't it good? Yeah.
These troubled times we're in.
Fantastic, absolutely fantastic. I've been mentioned in a song. And so has Daphne.
Oh, Daphne, yeah.
You know about Daphne, do you?
Well, yeah, apparently, yeah. I know.
It's on the radio, isn't it?
She's very popular.
I play a song for Daphne every week, and now you've included her in one of your songs.
Well, fantastic. That's, you know, wonderful. I mean,
we could dedicate another song to her,
right? Oh, that would be good. Well, I normally play a song for Daphne, so if you can do that, that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I suppose this is probably more for Bill, but, you know, you've been in music a long time, and your path has crossed quite a lot of shining stars, hasn't it? Mabel Hillary was the one that you backed in the 60s.
That was lovely days, they were. Yeah. Our worlds were so far apart. We talk about the old days and all that.
Yeah.
And I knew nothing about all the bands, but I was in the folk world, you know, the folk and blues, acoustic world, basically, you know. And, and that came out of the blue, this Hedy West. I don't know if any folkies out there might remember Hedy West, but she brought Mabel Hillary over to England to tour, and they couldn't find a guitar player suitable. I mean, going back a long while ago, not everybody did all the old type blues, you know.
Right, yeah.
And, and a friend of mine, Janet Kerr, phoned me up and said, look, Bill, would you go for an audition? Right. They want a guitar player, does your sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And I went along, me and Marie went along, my wife, you know, I don't think we were married, and we went along, and anyway. And there's Mabel's down in the dumps, really, you know.
Couldn't find anyone.
And I looked down the list and I kept saying, right, that song, is that the Brandon McGee song? Nope, that's mine. That's the really song. And anyway, so I started to play and she sat up and we just hit it off straight away.
Right.
And the next day I was in Liverpool.
Wow.
The very next day, no rehearsals, anything.
Excellent.
I was busking away in Liverpool. The Liverpool Spinners. Remember the Spinners?
Oh, yeah.
In their club,
yeah. And you ended up on the BBC, didn't you?
We did 5 television programmes, during the thing. And, we did an album together. And back in those days, it was lovely.
Yeah.
Really, an LP. People don't remember LPs, but yeah.
Right,
And it was great, really, really. Magic day. But you know, at the time, you know, I mean, I was enjoying it and loving it, but I just thought, this is how it's going to be, like, for, you know what I mean? Like, for me. I just took it all for, it was lovely. It was smashing.
Brilliant,
really.
Yeah.
I was lucky, very, very lucky. Yeah. You've got to be lucky in this world, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I know you told this story before on the show, but it was some time ago now, but you came across Tom and Jerry as well, didn't you? Was it Tom and Jerry?
Which went?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I ended up in the Barking Folk Club back in them days.
Yeah.
Was, and I was one of the residents. And we had Paul Simon booked, because he used to live down the road here.
Okay, yeah.
And Paul Simon booked. And I'd seen him down in the club in London doing floor spots like we did. And during the evening, like, you know, he was a brilliant guitar player, a brilliant songwriter, everything, you know.
Right.
And he invited Art Garfunkel up, and they had an EP out.
Okay.
Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. You know, four songs, four track, you know.
Right.
And they got up and performed these songs, and they're like, oh, Christ, you know, really, you know.
Yeah.
Really magic days, you know.
Yeah.
You treasure them, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
But I mean, on the tour, I sort of met people like Champion Jack Dupree and all the television people and all that.
Yeah. Amazing.
I ended up doing quite a bit of television for, you know, because I worked on EastEnders for about 20 odd years.
You did, yeah.
About 20 odd years, yeah. So
you could often be seen having a pint in the Queen Vic, couldn't you?
Who?
You could often be seen having a pint in the Queen Vic.
Oh, yes,
couldn't you?
Yes. Yeah. I've had every job there. I was a window cleaner, I was a
newspaper
man, a road sweeper, and, you know, and my brother said, no one don't keep a job down, you're always in the Queen Vic. Oh.
Well, just as a postscript to that, I'll tell you a story about a friend of mine who plays in a band called the Chondriacs, and he's a cab driver. And one day he picked up a fare, and an older man and a younger man got in, and it took him a moment to realise that it was Art Garfunkel and his son.
Oh.
This is in London, and because he's in a band, he said, do you mind if I play you some of my music? And so in the cab, he's put on his CD, and he loved it. He was very complimentary about it. Very nice man, apparently. Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, I don't know what that's got to do with anything, but I'll just sort of throw that in there. How about some more music, please, Kent?
Yeah. Well, should we play one now for
Daphne? Come on,
Daphne.
Yeah, come on.
Should we should do, shouldn't we?
I think you should. Yeah.
Well, Daphne, apparently, quite close to you now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's pictures on the wall of her all around
here. Yeah, she's my surrogate mother now.
She sends pictures into you, don't she?
Yeah.
So I thought we'd like that. I thought I'd do this one for her. It's called Hey Good Looking.
Hey.
Yeah, she might know it. My phone's going mad. Phone's going mad. Daphne, here we go. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up for me? Hey, sweet baby, oh, what you think, baby? We can find us a brand new recipe. I got a hot buck board and a $2 bill. I know a spot just over the hill. I got soda pop and a dance tree. If you want to have fun, come along. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up for me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think, baby, we could find us a brand new recipe? Gonna throw my date book over the fence. Buy me one for 5 or 10 cents. See that book all covered with age. Write your name on everything. I'm free and I'm ready. We can go steady. How about saving all your time? Me go, Bill, for that thing. Yeah, go. just as we started.
I've actually just had a voice message from Daphne, but I haven't listened to it yet, so I don't know if it's clean enough to play on air.
So you tell him, Daphne. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you so much for doing that. I can just imagine Daphne sitting there with a great big smile on her face now. So thank you so much. So here we are in 2023 then.
Yes.
So what's happening for you guys this year?
Well, as mentioned, we're going to do a Bill and Ricky album, which we haven't done yet, funny enough. Going to do that. We've got one or two dates coming up, haven't we, Bill?
Oh, yeah. We've started a little club, afternoon club for sort of...
Whoever wants to come,
really, sort of pensioners, whatever, it's sort of free to get in. So we have raffles, and you know,
bring your own drink. It's up to you.
It's called the Last Wednesday Club. That's right.
Right. Where's that then?
Cannington.
Down in Cannington.
You wrote a song about that once, didn't you?
I wrote loads of songs.
Lovely. All right. Right. We're going to take another little break, and we'll be back with Richie Milton and Bill Farrow in. Just a shake. It's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM, having massive fun in the studio here today with Richie Milton and Bill Farrow and Daphne as well. Right, I can play you that message from Daphne, boys, so just have a listen. Here we go.
Just want to say hello, boys. This is Daphne.
Hi, Daphne.
That was brilliant. It. Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you, Daphne. Thank you very much. You didn't think you were going to be on the radio today, did you? Okay, now, I kind of left room for about four songs today, but you've prepared a few more. So I'd like to hear another one, please. We're having so much fun here. What you got for us now?
What would you like to do, Bill?
We've got another one from the album that we wanted to do.
Can I mention this? You know, you said what we got coming up, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to mention this one because it's a fundraiser for motor neuron disease, you know, which is a terrible illness.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And it's at the, it's not until February, 24th of February, but it's at the Seahorse, which is just off of Fleet Street in town.
Okay, yeah.
And so it's called the Seahorse. So, like, everybody be welcome there and trying to raise a bit of money, as I say, for motor neuron disease. And so that's on the 24th of Feb.
All right.
It starts about 6 o'clock in the morning. I hope I'm still up.
You've never seen a 6 o'clock in the morning.
Come on.
If you want to leave us details of that, I'll put details on the website.
Oh, fabulous.
Right? Lovely.
Yes.
Okay, what you got for us now then?
Well, one of Bill's, we're going to do the record this one in the new year for the Bill and Ricky.
Okay.
We do this one, we're doing... When we're doing our live performance, this is part of a medley. We normally start with this, but it was written about. It was written about my next door neighbour in Canning Town. It's called "Jump on the Old Joanna."
There we go.
With cheer, all he had to do was hear some
everybody say, say, jump on the old Joe and the Joe. Jump on the old Joe. Shake by the hand, offer him a beer. Well, that's like music to his ears, especially if he's sitting by an upright or a grand.
Oi!
Jump on the old Joanna Joe. Jump on the old Joanna. Oh, give us a song so we can all sing along, Joe.
Jump on the old Joe. Jump on. Jump on the old Joe.
Hey, hey.
Hello, Joe.
Knees up.
Fantastic. This new EP is going to be brilliant. I love the sound of that as well. Yeah, and make sure you send me it, please. Please.
Oh,
please.
Well,
I'll be number one fan here. Now, I'm looking at the instruments you're playing. Now, Richie, first of all, you've got a beautiful looking electro-acoustic guitar there. Looks spotless. Have you, how long have you had that? Yeah.
Oh, I've had it for a few years.
Yeah.
About 30 years, maybe.
Really? It looks brand spanking new. As opposed to Bill's, which looks very experienced, your guitar. It looks like a nice guitar, but it's
it's
done some service, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's done some service. It's about, I'm trying to think now, 21.
Bill.
Sorry? What am I doing?
Leaning back.
Oh, sorry. I'm relaxing,
isn't it?
I'm
sorry. Put your feet up.
I've had this guitar nearly 60 years
wow.
now. So, yeah, yeah.
So,
and 59 years, yeah.
Well, most guitarists I know, they don't just have one guitar, they have about 55.
I've got three.
Okay.
And there's one there that's my wife's, Marie's. So there's four in the house.
Okay.
I just thought we'd bring it out today, give it a run out.
Yeah, lovely.
But got better strings on it than the other one, so yeah.
I recently got given one, actually, Bob.
Oh, right.
I was doing a 60s show, and on the bill was a great guy you might bump in, he's called Mike Morandi.
Okay.
And he's like a singer, basically, but obviously he was on the show, and he said, because he saw me playing his guitar, he said, I've got a guitar, it's been up in my attic, he said, for donkey's years, he said, the guy I used to live with, he's now moved to Cyprus or wherever it was, and he said, do you want it? Because we was doing about 4 days at the theatre.
Right.
So I said, I thought, so, oh, no, the missus has got it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, six guitars already.
Okay, yeah.
You know, anyway, he brought it. And, it was lovely.
Oh.
It was in a terrible state. It needed all cleaning up. And the knobs were missing. I had to buy some new knobs.
Okay.
And I took it to a guy called Dave Edwards, who you might know. He's a fabulous guitar player, and he does mending, he mends them and all
right,
that.
Yeah.
But he's done it up lovely, and it's smashing. It's if anyone's listening who knows about guitars, it's a 335, isn't it?
It's like
the one that Chuck Berry
plays, right,
you know?
Yeah.
And it seems like a sort of a reddish.
Lovely.
What a gift, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was really pleased with that. It feels really nice to play and everything. So, but I didn't bring that today because I didn't want to plug in.
That's fine. Well, do you know what? We've been chatting and listening to your music for nearly an hour now, and it's gone in a flash, hasn't it?
I bet everybody's asleep now.
No, they're not. It's been a real pleasure. So, before you go, we'll have another song off you, if you don't mind, but also, can you let us know where people can find out more about you and maybe get your music?
Yeah, well, actually, Facebook is probably the best thing to do, isn't it? And Bill's on it, Bill Farrow, and I'm on it, Richie Milton. So, like, and we both communicate with each other on that. So, if there's anything happening with us two, it'll come up on the page. So, great. If you tell people to befriend us or whatever it is, you know, and we can keep all in touch.
Lovely,
and,
yeah. And but you've got websites as well, haven't you? Yeah. Well, I'll put some links on my post later on. Yeah, yeah. And there'll be a recording of this that you can listen back to as well. Yes. So yeah. That should be good.
Pick a few holes in it, lovely.
Well,
I would turn me down at the right time.
Well, thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you, Bob.
Please don't leave it so long next time, because it's always a riot with you in the studio. Oh, absolutely love it.
As soon as the album's done.
Yeah. Brilliant. All right. So
as long as I don't curse this album. Yeah.
Okay. So one more song, please, guys. As long as it's not any more than 7.5 minutes long, you're going to crash the news. What you got?
Hello, baby.
Oh, I like it.
This is the Bopper speaking. It's not really. It's me, Bob. Isn't it?
Incredible, unbelievable. I thought you'd gone and he'd come in.
Let's go, Bill.
Chinchilly leaves and a pretty face, a ponytail hanging down. Wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. You make the world go round, yeah, there ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl. Make me act so funny, spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long legged goose. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that you say, baby? Pick you up at 8. Don't be late. Oh, honey, but come on, baby. Well, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. You make the world go round and round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl. Make me act so funny. Oh, baby, that's what I like. Go there, Bill. What's that you say, Daphne?
What?
Pick you up at 8, Daphne.
No.
And don't be late.
I'm taking
off. Oh, honey, but. Honey, but. Come on, Daphne. You know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face. A ponytail hanging down. Wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. It makes the world go round and round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl. Make me act so funny. Spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long neck goose. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Fantastic. Well, I can't think of a better way to start off the new year with my first show back than Richie Milton and Bill Farrow. And I'm sure a big thank you from Daphne as well. She'll be ready at 8 for you tonight. Absolutely brilliant. Richie Milton, Bill Farrow, thank you so much, and hope to see you soon. All right?
Thank you, Bob.
Happy New Year,
thank
everybody.
You, happy new year.
Thank you, Bob.